if the Taliban regime were to be defeated, Afghanistan would need a new government. Afghans in and outside the country have been trying to lay the foundation for one, discussing what its structure would be and how it might be legitimized. Ashraf Ghani, an Afghan native and a professor at Johns Hopkins University, says the first concern is to plan for the security of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul.
Because if it suddenly falls to a group of commanders, there'd be a new round of civil war. And preemption of a civil war requires getting the UN involved, and that in itself is a time-consuming process because members of the Security Council have to reach consensus. The second major area is there is need for a provisional constitution that would define the functions of the government, the limits of its powers, because since 1992, when the civil war really erupted in earnest, we have not had a basic framing document in terms of which the people would understand.
It sounds like, from what you're saying, that you would like to see a parliamentary or democratic form of government because Afghanistan does have so many different constituent peoples within it.
Absolutely. Afghan society is a pluralistic society. No single group, linguistic or regional, can rule others. We have to come to terms, and our history is one of mutual accommodation that has been sadly disrupted. Therefore, I envisage a transitional government that would pave the way for a representative form of government and seek legitimation. The goal should clearly be a democratic government, because control of one group by others would lead to another round of conflict.
Can you imagine a framework that would be workable or acceptable to all parties? I mean, certainly one hears a lot about the involvement of Afghanistan's former king, Mohammad Zahir Shah.
Yes, the question of the king could be either a source of unity or a source of real discord. Personally, he's very popular, and at 86, he could be relied upon to function as a symbolic bridge, mm-hmm. rather than an administrator or a monarch. The issue is that members of his family, unfortunately, have been giving very mixed signals, some of them implying that they would like to see the restoration of the monarchy and or control of the government to be established by themselves. If that orientation continues, there will be considerable discord, because there are very large groups that would not like to see the establishment of the monarchy, and Iran in particular is extremely strong objections. The hardliners in Iran could interpret this as part of an overall U.S. plot to restore the monarchy in Iran as a second step.
Well, I guess the bottom line is that this all does look very fluid. Can you say how close these different groups are to any kind of consensus about what the government should be?
No. Consensus at this moment is precisely what requires urgent attention, because most Afghans believe that the days of Taliban are numbered, but most of them were not mentally prepared for that. And there have been very few Afghans who've actually thought through the next stages of a transition. And now the thinking has to take place not within a time framework that people of the region have been used to, which is in months, but within weeks, because that is dictated by the circumstances of U.S. mobilization and intense diplomatic activity that, of course, reflects the concern of the administration for moving swiftly. There is need either for a consortium of foundations or some neutral European government like Norway or Sweden to really become the impetus for this, because there is no place for Afghans to get together, or no instrument, and it needs an accountable instrument.
Well, thank you very much for sharing those insights with us.
Thank you.
Ashraf Ghani is an adjunct professor of anthropology at Johns Hopkins University.